This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw in Ezra 5 the impact two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, had on the people. They provided that spark needed to reignite vision, passion, and obedience. These prophets of God were with them, helping them. I thought it would be good to look at the two books written by these prophets to understand better how they helped the people. The building of the temple had been stopped, and the people began to focus on getting their own homes built and decorated. They lost focus on why they returned to Jerusalem. They worked very hard working the ground, planting crops, and doing what they could to make their own lives more prosperous and comfortable. But progress was hard to come by. They worked harder and got less and less in return. All this did was wear them out, and thinking about rebuilding the temple vanished from their minds. That is when Haggai began to proclaim his message. The first thing is to do first things first. Why is this important? This is how he amplifies this focus. When secondary things take first place, your efforts will be counterproductive. When first things are done first, God's plan will be accomplished. When we begin to do first things, God starts blessing the effort even before it is completed. Haggai's message was blessed of God, and the people returned to the task of rebuilding the temple. From all indications, this was the beginning of a turnaround that resulted in the project being completed and worship reinstated. Even though the structure was not as spectacular as Solomon's temple, God was honored. Well, if you'd like to review these scripts or programs, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.